Well, we received notification last night that the San Francisco District Attorney's Office has decided to dismiss 26 felony cases today. These cases range from mostly drug cases to firearm cases. All these cases have one thing in common. That is a group of police officers from the Mission Station that were involved in a series of incidents that we captured on videotape showing that they removed evidence and property from suspects' residences that they weren't entitled to. A few weeks ago, we released videotapes showing the officers committing theft, taking things from apartments of suspects that they had not booked into evidence and could not account for. And so with the release of those videos, the district attorney has now released, with the release of those videos, the district attorney has decided not to proceed on these cases. The district attorney has to make a determination as to whether to proceed with cases involving these officers. The fact that they've dismissed these 26 cases today signals that they've decided that these officers' testimony can't be relied upon, that they cannot say that the officers can offer credible testimony in these cases. When you have officers who are on videotape committing misconduct, it's very difficult to get in front of a jury and tell the jury that these officers are worthy of belief.
Could you preview the 1 o'clock release of your video? What is that? That's a different case entirely?
Yeah, we have been involved in investigating these cases. There are over 6,000 cases involving the first set of officers from Southern Station that were the subject of the videotapes where officers were going into people's rooms without a warrant. The second group involves officers from a different station. This is the Mission Police Station. And so we've been investigating those cases. And this afternoon, we're going to reveal both live testimony from witnesses who were victims of theft, as well as a videotape of what's known as a buy-bust operation, which clearly contradicts what the officers wrote in their sworn police reports. The reason why...
Just to be clear, you said 6,000 cases. Isn't it about 6,900 subpoenas rather than cases?
Well, we're still trying to determine how many cases, but we have a list of 6,900 cases. And these are all separate cases involving these officers that need to be looked at.
I missed what you said. 1 o'clock, you're talking about officers from a different station, and what are they? Tell me about the case. What do you see on the video at 1 o'clock in your preview?
Well, that's what I have in the press conference. But
police from the Mission.
Yeah. The reason why this is significant is it shows that it's not limited just to one station or one group of officers. This shows that the misconduct that we've been talking about goes beyond this Southern Station and goes to the Mission Station. So today we're going to be releasing some evidence relating to other incidents involving these officers, the officers that are subject of the dismissals today. And we're going to be asking for the public's help in coming forward with other instances or other cases. We're looking for situations where evidence was taken or property was taken. We're also looking for situations where these officers said they made arrests and there were some suspicious circumstances. And you'll know what I mean when you see the videotape today.
Do you believe this is a widespread department-wide problem? Can you speak to the source of it?
Let me emphasize that I'm not saying that, you know, the entire police department is corrupt. What we see is that there are certainly groups of officers who appear to be engaged in illegal conduct. And my concern is that we want to make sure that we investigate these cases properly, that we provide the evidence to the district attorney and to Chief Sir. And we're also working with the FBI. We met with the FBI twice. The FBI is investigating not only the initial cases involving the hotel and the illegal entries, but they're also looking into this new group of cases, which led to the dismissal of the 26 cases today.
So what are all the allegations? Illegal search, lying about being invited in to certain, taking things?
Yeah. Well, I want to emphasize, nothing's been proven in court yet. What we have is the videotape evidence, which appears to contradict flatly what the police officers are saying. What we're doing is going back, looking at the videotape evidence, comparing it to police reports, and also talking to witnesses. Today, we're going to have a couple of civilians who reported that items were taken from them by the same group of police officers, and we're bringing this information to light because we are looking for other cases, we are looking for other witnesses, and we're hoping that people will call our office or the authorities if they learn of any other incidents.
But even though these incidents, these officers were different stations, is there any information at this time that they may have been working together somehow or connected somehow?
Yeah. I mean, if you're asking me if this is evidence of some kind of conspiracy, I haven't seen that yet. You know, obviously we're looking as to the cause of this. You know, I've talked to Chief Sir about this, and he is very concerned. He wants to make sure this kind of thing is not repeated in the future. The assumption is that this may have been going on for a period of time, and that's why we're really asking for the public's help. I've been getting calls and investigating these cases and incidents one by one. Certainly, with the number of cases, and again, I emphasize the 6,000 incidents that we're now looking at. That number can be doubled, particularly if the scope of the investigation includes the officers that are subject to the cases that are being dismissed today.
How far back do those 6,000 go?
We have 6,900 cases over the last 5 years. And my understanding is that both the FBI as well as the police department are looking back as far as a year. We're going to be looking beyond that because we have an obligation to look at cases where people were convicted or may have been convicted based on evidence or, in some cases, not having evidence that they should have been entitled to.
So far, two groups of officers are involved.
Right. We've had two groups of dismissals. The first 100 dismissals involved the officers from Southern Station in the Henry Hotel incidents. The second group involves a group of officers from the Mission police station, and that's the subject of the 26 cases. Yeah.
All right. So we had so we can look at this case. The 100 dismissals with the Henry Hotel. How many dismissals with the theft?
Well, there's 26 today, and there's been a few others. So I'd say there's probably been 30 dismissals involving the group of officers from the Mission station.
So the dismissals today are in relation to the video you're going to release this afternoon?
They involve the same group of officers, but...
Of the same group that you showed with the theft?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When I look at the video of the theft, I mean, I don't really know. What are you seeing there when you say they stole a laptop, iPods? Mm-hmm. You can see that clear enough.
Yeah. What you see in the videos relating to the alleged thefts is the officers coming into the apartment with nothing in their hands and leaving with what appears to be the items that are described by the occupants of the apartments who reported the evidence missing. We've investigated these incidents. We've looked to see whether the items might have been booked into evidence, which is required if they remove evidence from a scene, or even personal property. And all we know is that the officers did not list it anywhere. So this, I've asked the police department to explain to us what happened to this property. There's been no explanation. So I understand that their investigation is continuing, but we certainly haven't gotten any answers, if there is a plausible answer, as to why these items were taken in these cases.
Well, the president of the union says, why would an officer take an 8-year-old computer?
Well, I'd ask the same question, and we probably would not believe that this could happen, except that it's in the video. How do you explain what we see in the video? when a police officer removes items from a crime scene, they are obligated to report that. You just can't go in and take stuff from somebody's house just because you have a valid reason to arrest somebody. And so the concern here is that we have property that's missing, in some cases valuable property, and there's no explanation as to what happened to it. And so the only inference is that these items were taken, were stolen, and that's something that's not allowed.
Does it concern you that drug dealers who otherwise would have been convicted are going to be set free?
Yeah. You know, there's been some focus on the fact, are the people who are being arrested guilty or not? The question that needs to be asked is, are the police doing what they're supposed to be doing? Because regardless of whether they're arresting the right person or not, they still have to follow the law. They still have to follow the Constitution. Just because you arrest somebody doesn't give you the right to go in and pilfer their personal belongings. So when we're talking about ensuring that there's justice by the books, it means that it applies not only to suspects, but also to the police.
But does it concern you as a citizen that drug dealers who otherwise would be convicted would be set free?
Well, keep in mind that we've had at least two incidents now of people that were innocent who were arrested by these police officers, jailed, and the videotaped evidence proved them to be innocent. This afternoon, we're going to share with you a video of a person who was arrested, and this group of undercover officers claimed that they committed a crime. Clearly on the video, that's not the case. So, it's very important that in judging these cases that we look at the fact that innocent people are being caught up in these arrests. The couple that is going to talk today about what happened to them, a property that was taken from their property, property that was taken from their residence, were not involved in any kind of criminal activity. So again, I think you have to look at these cases on an individual basis, and you have to make sure that the officers are following the law.
So just to clarify, the 26 dismissals that are expected to happen today, those are because of the theft issue that you say is apparent in the video.
Right.
So have there been any dismissals based on the video you're going to release today?
No. No, okay. But it involves the same group of officers.
Okay.
Sorry for the confusion. I know it's a little...
Have you released that video?
No, not yet.
When will you be doing that?
At 1.
That also at 1?
6,900 cases. Do you suspect that it's just going to be these two groups of officers? Or are you concerned that there may be more groups of officers involved in this?
You know, I don't want to say at this point. Certainly, these cases suggest that there's a pattern of misconduct, but... You know, we're going to reserve judgment and investigate each case. What's that?
How could they have touched 6,900?
These officers are very active. They make, in some cases, 3, 4, 5 arrests in a day. And so you start doing the math and you see how we get there.
Is that 6,900 cases from two stations?
This is 6,900 cases. This involving the first group of officers. Right, so it's
how
over
many
5 years.
On the first group, 7?
There are 8.
And they're out of these missions?
Out of the southern.
Southern.
Yeah, this is southern and then mission. Okay. Okay.
And the 26 dismissals were from the officers of the mission station.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. See you later on.
Thank you.
You almost took them right up to that 1 o'clock.
Did you send any officers from the mission district?
He did, sir.